Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
So glad to be with you today and working on your financial freedom. I'm really excited today. We've got Nicole Scott. She and her husband, Greg, they are both kind of a power couple with Lifestyles Unlimited. Greg teaches the two-day class. Nicole is a national multifamily mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited. That means she is an expert in multifamily investing. She helps people retire in 5 years or less. Since joining Lifestyles Unlimited, they have quadrupled their net worth. Andrew Carnegie is the richest man in America, richest American in history. In 1901, he was worth $372 billion in 2021 dollars. Compare that, $372 billion, to Elon Musk, $188 billion is the richest American today, if I have my numbers right. Carnegie tells us the way to become effective in getting what you want out of life is to find someone who's gotten what you want in life and imitate them. And that is a founding principle instituted by Del Walmsley here at Lifestyles. That's why we have expert mentors like Nicole Scott to show us the way to share the map that they've already used in their own life. So Nicole, thanks so much for being here today. Want to let our audience get to know you a little bit. Just give us a little, tell us a little bit about you and Greg, your educational background and your professional career before joining Lifestyles.
A little bit about my background. I actually grew up in Canada, and when I was 15, moved over to the United States and have lived in Michigan ever since. So I live in the suburbs of Detroit and finished high school, went to University of Michigan, and then started a family. I had a daughter and started working for Ford Motor Company and worked there for almost 19 years in their finance and accounting organization, and really learned how to analyze financials and, did a lot of accounting there. My husband went to U of M as well, although we did not meet there. He went and got his master's degree out in California. We actually met working at Ford. So he worked there as well. He continues to work there today, but we're hoping to retire him sometime soon because of our real estate. And he and I got married in 2006. Sorry, we get that wrong. And so we have a blended family. He has three boys and I have one girl. And so together we make four kids. He always tells people that he was... he made his half of the Brady Bunch, and I was delinquent on my half.
That's funny.
Yeah. So only the older folks out there who know the Brady Bunch show will actually understand that joke. Any younger
I watch that show every day after school. Every day after school.
I did, too. I did, too.
That's good. So what were you guys doing for retirement when you were prior to joining Lifestyles?
Yeah, we were doing, everything the middle class mindset teaches you, right? We were both raised by parents that were very fiscally responsible, and so you save as much as you can, you invest in your 401k, and then all will be good. You will, by the time you retire and work yourself to death, you will have saved up enough money for retirement. So that was our retirement plan.
And you got into real estate. How did you do that? I mean, that's a big mind switch, just even thinking about real estate from that middle class mindset, that employee mindset. I'm just going to work, and then when I have, eventually I'll retire, and I hope that I die before I run out of money. And so you guys actually on your own, without, apart from Lifestyles, started trying to invest in real estate.
Yeah, both working in the automotive industry and then living, of course, in Motown, which everything here is tied to the automotive industry. In 2008 and 2009, our economy here went through just a horrible time. and we recognized that it wasn't a good long-term solution. And we had seen some signs before that, you know, promotions were starting to dry up, you know, just we weren't moving ahead in our corporate careers as we had thought we would.
Right.
And so my husband really gets all of the credit for thinking about real estate. He decided that it would be a good idea for us to flip houses. And so we did a flip in a very
Was that just from watching HGTV or something like that?
Of course. I mean, you know, everything costs a nickel or a dime, and everything turns out beautifully, and there's no difficulties, and you make, you know, tons of money on the other side. But that's all fake, right? And so we learned that.
I'm just impressed that you watched TV and you went out and actually did it. I mean, that's a big leap of faith. That's a lot of bravery on your part and on Greg's part to do that. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, we did everything right, maybe not perfectly, but as best we could. We bought in a great neighborhood, very desirable, and the day we closed on the house, Ford, GM, and Chrysler, the big three autos here, announced massive layoffs. And although we rehabbed and fixed up the house very quickly and it was beautiful, nothing in that neighborhood sold for 9 months. So we ended up having to carry the carrying costs, right? The mortgage and the interest and the you know, insurance and everything for quite a long time. And it was really, it was scary because we were running out of money to continue that.
What'd you do?
Well, you know, we've been trying to sell the house. We had a fantastic real estate agent who, when someone came in to look at the house and...
Yeah, hold right there. We're going to hear the other half of the story of Nicole and Greg becoming accidental landlords. And the other side of the break, we listen to David Ruzicka and Nicole Scott, National Multifamily Mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited.
Joe Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited, working on your financial freedom. Glad to be with you today. I am with Nicole Scott, National Multifamily Mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited, which means she's an expert in multifamily investing and helps people do that within Lifestyles Unlimited. Nicole, one thing you said before the break, you said 2008, 2009, you kind of knew there was going to, you guys realized you needed to do something different, so you started looking at flipping houses because you watched HGTV. I'm just curious, in 2008, 2009, did y'all take a hit in the stock market in your retirement plans at all?
Oh, absolutely. You know, our 401ks became 201ks, and you know, became obvious that that was not, it's not, you know, what we were doing was not a good long-term plan. And, you know, we always wanted to leave our kids, you know, in a good position when we pass away as well. And so we were worried for our own financial future, let alone not being able to leave anything for our children.
Right, right. It's amazing how many people join Lifestyles, people like David Fisher, who teaches, also teaches the 2-day, who just got wiped out in 2008, 2009, turned out to be a huge blessing because they discovered this thing called real estate. Before the break, you guys were going to flip a house. You bought it. You had it all prepared, ready to go. And then take us from there. The big, how many automakers are there in, I don't want to say the wrong things. I don't live in Detroit.
Well, the big three were stationed.
Big three. I was going to say big three, but for some reason, I confuse that with accounting. The big five, the big four, however many they change all the time. People go out of, Arthur Anderson gets blown out of the water by Enron, and so I'm getting confused about those numbers. Okay, so the big three, they had big layoffs, and you couldn't sell your house.
Did.
And what happened then?
Yeah, so our personal residence, we were underwater because we had bought our house, you know, when we got married and, you know, bought it at the height of, you know, the market. And so we were underwater in our personal residence. And then we had all these carrying costs for this house that we were trying to flip. And anyway, to make a long story short, a guy came to see the house and our agent happened to be there. And he said, oh, I would love to buy this house, but I know I can't. And our agent said, why not? And he said, well, I have this condo that, you know, I own that I know I won't be able to sell. And our agent said, well, I bet you the people that own this house would be willing to buy your condo. And that's ultimately what we ended up doing. So we ended up getting a far less expensive condo and getting out from underneath that huge monthly payment of having this big house in this expensive suburb. And so we knew we couldn't sell that condo either, so we decided once we had, you know, fixed it up a little bit to rent it. And so we kind of became accidental landlords.
And how was your experience? First of all, and we'll talk about this in just a second. Lifestyles, we never suggest buying a condo. It's a horrible investment. But it actually, in this case, I do want to say it worked for you guys in much better situation than carrying an expensive house. And so what was your experience like being a landlord at that point?
Well, our experience being a landlord actually was really good. We got lucky, and I will agree with you completely that condos are not great investment vehicles. And we knew that, but we were kind of in a position where we didn't feel we really had much other choice. So I had lived in a condo before, and we knew that that wasn't the way to go. So
right. We
didn't really want to buy this condo, but it allowed us to get out from underneath that house.
Right.
And we got really lucky with it. We did very well. We held it for quite some time because we knew we had overpaid for it a little bit. But we continued to rent it out, and we got some very great renters. They took care of the property, and you know, when they left, we turned it and put new renters in there. We kept it for 5 or 6 years and sold it, and you know, made some decent money on that property.
So I want everybody listening to really hear what Nicole is saying, because they had no experience. They watched HGTV, they bought a condo, which we don't even suggest, and had a great experience doing that. And the point of all that is, that is how forgiving real estate is. It's something that you can do. The number one fear I hear from people is, what if I can't rent the property? What if I can't get good tenants? And we teach you how to do all that, and yet Nicole and Greg went out and did it without having the education of Lifestyles Unlimited. And so the whole point of this is, you can do this. You are capable of doing this. Now, Nicole, tell us, why should I not go out and buy a condo?
Well, you don't own the whole thing, right? So you own the inside of your particular condominium. And
you own the air.
Whenever you own the air inside. Right, right. So you own from the drywall in. And that's never a good thing, because you don't know how that property is being taken care of. The other thing that they can do is, even there's condo association fees. And even when they publish those and they tell you, you know, they're super low and, you know, whatever they try to tell you, they have what's called a special assessment. And I got burned on that in the condo that I had lived in before Greg and I got married. You know, there were some roofs that they didn't adequately save for, and I got a $5,000 special assessment. And that was really painful to go through.
That is painful. That sounds really painful. Not only that, with a condo, if your neighbors have roaches, you have roaches. But you don't own the neighbor's apartment. You can't control whether or not the owner and where the neighbors are, if they're going to take care of the roaches. So you can take care of roaches all day long. You have new roaches next week because the neighbors do. You can't control who's living next door to your condo. You're trying to rent your condo, and yet the person that owns the condo next to you, they've decided that they would like to have their condo rented by meth dealers. And you can't do anything about that. I mean, you can call the police, but who wants to live in a place where you have to call the police all the time? So those are the reasons that we don't suggest buying condos. But glad it was a great deal there for you guys. And so from there, you went to buying some single family houses. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we decided that flipping was probably not the greatest thing. And we learned a little bit more about buy and hold real estate and had such a good experience by being accidental landlords that we decided to purposefully buy some buy and hold single family rentals. But we wanted to stay out of the market that we lived in because it was so tied to the automotive industry, and we had already learned the hard way once about how difficult that is. So we started buying turnkey rentals in other states. And I'll explain what a turnkey rental is for those that may not know. It's basically you're buying the property from an investor that's already gone into the property and fixed it up. And what you miss from doing that is you don't capture any of the equity up front because you're basically paying full price, full retail price for those properties. But again, we didn't know any better. We hadn't found lifestyles yet. We hadn't been educated. And so that's what we did. We owned 6 single-family rentals in 5 different states because we were just buying them around the country.
This is what year? Pre-2011, correct?
Yeah, that would have been 2009 through 2000 and early 2011.
Okay, folks, hang on to the other side of the break. We're going to continue talking with Nicole Scott, National Multifamily Mentor, and about her investing experience and mentoring experience. Glad you're with us. We're working on your financial freedom.
Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through 2 of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
So glad to be with you today. David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm talking with Nicole Scott today. She is National Multifamily Mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited. We've been hearing her story in the previous half of the show. And I want to encourage you, if you have not been to our free workshop before, this is the way everybody that you hear about from Lifestyles Unlimited starts out. It is with that free workshop. It is 90 minutes. We talk to you about the 5 ways that real estate makes money, give you the 6 principles that we use to provide for our families and run our businesses. So just go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Right there on the front page, it's going to say sign up for a free workshop. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and take the opportunity to do that. It's free, and it's also everything is live streamed right now, so you don't even have to get out of your car. You can watch it in your pajamas. We were talking with Nicole right before the break. They had come through successfully a really hard time in terms of real estate investing. Had come out the other side and were doing investing in, Nicole, how many different states were you in at that point?
5 different states.
five different states. And the point I wanted to make was this is in pre-2010. And so it's not like you can take your iPhone. I don't think you could do FaceTime back then. And we have people now, you can live where you want. We teach us at Lifestyles. We teach you how to live where you want and invest where you need. And we have people that will invest across state lines because there's a really good market and you're able to do that. And we show you how to do that. But Nicole, you guys were doing that then. And you're in five different states. And then tell us how you found Lifestyles Unlimited.
Yeah, so actually, again, I can give my husband all the credit for that because he was, our returns on those properties, on those rentals, were okay, but they weren't great. And so he was looking for a way to improve our returns. And after listening to podcasts, you know, we both had a 45-minute commute one way to our corporate jobs and back. And so he was listening to real estate podcasts all the time in his commute and stumbled upon the Lifestyles podcast and started listening to it. And, owning already some single family rentals, he knew that what Dell was saying on the radio was true. And so he kept listening and learned more. And ultimately, that brought us to Lifestyles.
And so then you guys joined Lifestyles. I think you said he actually flew down to, he fly down to Dallas to actually go to the, both y'all did.
Well, he did. Our kids were younger at that time. So, I stayed home and he went down to make sure there was an actual building with actual people. You know, we're mm-hmm. skeptics. So we wanted to make sure it wasn't a scheme, and he met just tons of great people. He came back and he was super motivated and excited and couldn't wait to get started.
That's good. And what were the big aha moments from joining Lifestyles for you?
For me, I learned a lot about my background being in finance and accounting, so I kind of geek out on that stuff. But it was really the tax benefits of owning rental real estate that I really wasn't aware of before. And, there's some really good tax benefits.
Yeah, folks, during the two-day class, Greg will teach you guys about that. And if you buy real estate correctly, if you buy residential real estate correctly, you can do it, in many cases, tax-free. And we show you how to carry that on. You can carry that. You can defer, and then die and pass the real estate on to your kids the way the current tax law is written and the way it's been for a long time. So you had those big aha moments. You went out, and what was your next step in investing?
Well, at that time, we were just focused on single family. So we actually started buying some single family rentals down in the Dallas-Fort Worth market because the market there was excellent to do so, and utilizing the vendor network that Lifestyles already had in existence just allowed us to supercharge and speed up our processes. And so we ended up buying 9 more single family rentals down in Dallas-Fort Worth.
That's great. And so how did those compare to what you had already done?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we were looking for a better way to do it because our return on the pre-Lifestyle single-family properties was only about 7% on average. Mm-hmm. And the ones that we purchased after joining Lifestyles and understanding how to do it better were on average 22% cash-on-cash return. But the additional thing that we got with those properties.
Pause just a second. So 22% cash flow on these houses. When is the last time? I sound like a broken record, but I always like to say this. When is the last time your stock or your mutual fund or a bond gave you a 22% cash on cash return? Cash flow year after year after year. That would be about 1980, 1979, Jimmy Carter era when inflation was in double digits. That's how you earned it back then. Now you do it with single family rentals.
Yeah,
it's huge. That's the point I want to make. It's huge.
It is huge. And you're right to kind of stop me there. But the other thing that makes it even better are single family returns after we joined Lifestyles was we were doing the rehab. We were overseeing all of that initially. And so we were getting all the equity capture. So not only were we getting great cash flow, but we had equity when we bought the houses because we were doing all the fixing up. And so we were able to, when we sold the houses, we were able to, you know, get so much more cash back at the end. It was really quite incredible.
It really is. And what Nicole's talking about is you buy a house, say, for $50,000. You have $25,000 worth of rehab. So you're all in for $75,000. And then it appraises for $100,000. So you've got $25,000 worth of equity capture upon purchase of the house. And that's not gambling. That's not speculating. You know going in, we teach you how to know that going in, that that's going to be what your equity capture was. What do you remember any, have any idea what some of your equity captures were on those initial properties?
From a percentage standpoint?
Yeah.
Gosh, I mean, some of them were exceeding 20%. Mm-hmm. I think we did one, the rehab was massive. And, you know, that's why it was perfect for an investor to purchase, because nobody would have wanted to buy this house to move into it until it got fixed. And
right.
I think that one was over 30% equity.
Mm-hmm. So you purchased a total of 9, so you had 14 single-family rentals at one point, and
yes.
Then you decided you wanted to make a move to multifamily?
Yeah, we did. After learning, about real estate and being exposed to all of the great classes in education that Lifestyles Unlimited had when we joined, multifamily was nowhere on our radar screen at all, period. Mm-hmm. And after joining and taking all the education classes and networking and meeting people, we actually had some friends that, you know, people, other members that we'd become friends with. And a couple of them decided to syndicate a property purchase. And so we invested in our first multifamily property as passive investors at the end of 2014 is when we started doing that.
And explain to people what a syndication is. That's where one person says, I'm going to be a lead investor. I'm going to go find a property. I'm going to run the property, but I'm going to raise money from other Lifestyles members. And so so you guys were able to invest in multifamily without doing any work at all, correct?
Correct. And that's the great thing about being a passive investor is it's truly passive. You do nothing except review the documents at the beginning, make sure you're interested in that investment. And you send in the money, and then you just do nothing. You read the reports that they send you every month and wait for your mailbox money to come. And frankly, I don't even get mailbox money anymore because it's automatically deposited in my
direct
bank.
Deposit.
So I literally do nothing.
That is great. Let's hear the rest of that story when we come back on the other side of the break with Nicole Scott, National Multifamily Mentor. We're working on your financial freedom.
Comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Working on Your Financial Freedom. I'm with Nicole Scott. Nicole and her husband, Greg, live in Michigan, invested in Texas, quadrupled their net worth since joining Lifestyles Unlimited. It always strikes me as just amazing. Somebody will join Lifestyle. They'll spend an entire lifetime building a net worth. They join Lifestyles Unlimited. They begin investing in real estate, and they do things like quadruple their net worth. Something that took a lifetime to build, they're able to increase it by four times. That's just remarkable that people can do that. But that's the power of real estate investing. And with single family, you make money in five different ways. In multifamily, you make money in six different ways. Single family is through cash flow, through equity capture, through appreciation, through principal pay down and tax benefits. And you can find out more about this by coming to the free workshop or signing up for the free workshop. It is live streamed. So I want to encourage you to do that. Nicole, we had just gotten into your move to multifamily, and you were a passive investor, which means somebody else did all the work and you just collected money, right. Which is a great way to live. John Pry says, he says, I'm a very good, lazy, retired person. And he did that because of passive
I
investing.
I love John Pry. He's one of my pals.
Yeah. And so you guys, you invested in your first passive deal. Do you remember, how did that go?
Well, I mean, we wrung our hands over it, to be honest, just because it was such a big sum of money at the time. And, you know, we knew the folks, the lead investors that were running the offering, and we trusted them. So we went in, and, you know, it was a great experience. We did exceedingly well on that property. And, you know, continued to invest passively over time and continue to this day to be active passive investors.
How many deals are you in now? Do you know?
17 different properties. So it's a little over 2,300 doors as passive investors. And those properties are in five different states.
Yeah, I saw that. You're in Texas, Arizona, Kansas, Georgia, and Michigan. And that's the beautiful thing about passive investing. You can do investing in any state anyway. But as a passive investor, you never have to go to the property. You don't have to see the property. You just have to see, you just have to connect with the lead investor, and they tell you all the information. You say, yeah, I'm in. I want to do that. And it allows you to diversify geographically around the country in those best markets and stay away from those landlord unfriendly markets and places like Michigan, maybe, which is not where you guys are, maybe not a great place to invest right now. And so then you made a big leap. You decided to become lead investors.
Yeah, we did. So some of our friends.
You decided you wanted to work?
Yeah. Yes, I know. Well, we wanted to try to get all of the benefits of being real estate investors, and we just like the business so much. My husband's ultimate goal was to retire with real estate, and so we're still working toward that for him. And so we syndicated, you know, we were leads on a property actually here in Michigan that's right by the Detroit Metro Airport, and we bought that property back in summer of 2016 with 10 Lifestyles families that invested passively with us.
And how did that turn out?
Well, we owned that property for almost 4 years spot on, and we returned 144% to our passive investor. So we sold it back in September of 2020 during the pandemic.
During the pandemic, you were able to sell that property. I didn't think anybody was doing anything during the pandemic. Wait. And you're in Michigan, which is like lockdown central, and you're able to sell that property. I mean, you're in the news all the time because of your lockdown. And in spite of that, you were able to sell that property and return 144% to your passive investors.
Yeah, and we just put it on the market to see, you know, what the appetite would be, and we got such a great offer. We put it out on the market on a Friday, and Monday at lunch, we had a fantastic offer. So we went with it. Yeah, it was great.
And folks, if you're sitting on the sidelines right now because of the pandemic, you need to get moving, because there's always going to be a reason to wait. There's always going to be a reason to hold back. There's always going to be a reason to say, oh, I need to wait till everything settles down. I sold a house in, November of last year in the pandemic. I listed it so ridiculously high, the realtor said, it's not going to sell for this, David. Like $20,000 over what it was worth. And a California investor bought it for $20,000 over what it was worth. It was just an amazing, amazing deal. But that's real estate, and that's what you can do with real estate. And so you went from there to become expert for Lifestyles Unlimited to help share the map that you received from Lifestyles with other members. How did that happen? Why did you move to become a multifamily mentor? Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I was actually able to retire from my corporate job at Ford a little over 2 years ago. And, Greg and I rock, paper, scissors, and I won. So I decided that it was time to focus on our real estate portfolio and continue to try to grow our holding. And so that's what I did, and I got the phone call. Dell warns you when you join that some of you will be called upon to help and give back. And when Lynn Murrow, Executive Vice President of Lifestyles Unlimited, called and asked me to do that, I could not say no. We had received just such a fantastic education and so much help from not only the operations consultants, the mentors, the member services people at Lifestyles, but also the other members, that I was just excited and very honored to be able to come on board and help those newer people. I certainly don't consider myself an expert either. This business changes all the time, and so you got to stay up on it. It's a constant learning process.
And how do you do that? How do you learn? How do you keep up to date on things so you can help our members?
That's a great question. So there's all kinds of material out there, all kinds of publications that you can read to keep up on what's going on. Certainly, Lifestyles has a fantastic network itself, so we learn from each other. And the mentors meet together once a month with Lynn. We talk about what's going on. If I come across a situation that I haven't personally dealt with before, I've got a ton of people that I can call in and say, hey, I have a member who's experiencing this situation. Who out there has had that? And I hook them up with that person because I certainly haven't experienced everything that there is in real estate. And so we've got such a network of fantastic people that want not only our members but our friends to succeed, that we all share our information and here's what worked for me and, oh, be careful about this. And that's what we do for each other.
That is one of the powers of Lifestyles Unlimited. We believe in an abundance mentality. There's enough for everybody, and so we share everything so that everybody is successful, and we learn from success, and we talk about that all the time, learning from success of other people, and that is just great. And how has that changed your life? What is it like not having to go to work anymore? To your motor industry job.
Right. Yeah. So I don't get up at 5:30 in the morning anymore. I'm no longer sleep deprived, which is amazing. I on our personal portfolio, I work for my husband and I, and so we decide what's important, not someone else telling me what to do. And I've been able to be available for my family when they've needed me. You know, my siblings, my parents, our kids. I can go to their events and be at all of those things because I have control over my schedule now, and it's fantastic.
That's so good. And what are your big goals right now?
Well, there's two really big ones. One is to purchase another multifamily property in Indianapolis. That's where we own another property that we are the leads on. And we really, really love that market. It's fantastic. So we'd like to continue to grow there. And also retire my husband. So he's ready to retire and focus on real estate as well.
Right. And how far away do you think that is? You have an idea?
Well, we've been putting offers in on properties in Indy for the last couple of months. We're trying like heck to get another property under contract. And so we'll just keep working at it till we get one. And for my husband, hopefully early next year.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And kind of last big question is, answer this in about 15 seconds. Have people still been investing during the pandemic as a mentor? Oh, give me an answer for that.
Yes, absolutely. There's been a ton of offerings out there during the pandemic. And I think that these properties are going to do exceedingly well. out the other side. We invest only where it makes sense to do so.
And also buy at wholesale, not at retail, which is like what you mentioned earlier. You guys were buying in retail, join Lifestyles, and then begin buying wholesale. And folks, that's how we make money. And I want to encourage you to go to the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Go ahead and sign up for that free workshop, because that's where we're going to show you the five different ways we make money in real estate. And of course, one additional way is through forced appreciation of multifamily, which is where Nicole is an expert. So glad to have you with us today. We're working on your financial freedom. Go ahead and go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Glad to spend the time with you.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.